Welcome once again. We are here with the new age of love. And love, that divine love, is sure in the air. Dear listener, I have a story I've just been jonesing to tell. I have to tell somebody. I was really excited. I just got to go home and visit my elementary school, and my best friend from kindergarten to seventh grade. And I was really, really excited to go see her. And at the same time, I was so horribly felt guilty and horrible and awful. I'm almost 50 now, so we can only guess that it's been 30, 40 years since we've hung out like best friends. And this is the girlfriend that we would share notes and write to and say that we were going to be friends forever. And I dumped her as soon as I could. As soon as we moved from this home, I immediately, in my own head and mind, unfriended her. And I began to blame her for my own family's great lie, my own childhood trauma that I stored. And over time, my family stayed friends with her because she was also our babysitter and very close to our family. And I still have family in Omaha. And I had some sort of chip on my shoulder with her. And I realized that that chip on my shoulder expanded into high school, where I absolutely hated everybody that I had met in high school. I hated myself. I hated my life. I have this horrible, bitter taste of high school in my mouth. And it all stemmed from elementary school and this friendship. And all of a sudden, I realize, as I'm at my mother's house cleaning out her basement and I'm looking through the yearbooks, how could I have a bitter taste to high school in my mouth when I was in the homecoming group? I was president of 7 organizations. I was the vice president of my class. I was put in the hallways of the high school I went to as student of my class. How could I have a better taste in my mouth? Why did I turn so quickly on all of that? So now, after my spiritual journey and walking through this transition, I have decided to ask for forgiveness. I have decided that I'm going to go see Shelley and ask for her to forgive me for breaking up with her, for ignoring her all these years, for putting my own strange twist of trauma on high school and really blaming her for things. And it was I'm going to have to bring her gifts. I'm going to have to really change things. And when I came to her with my head down low, ready to apologize and recant all of these horrible things I've done, she comes to me with open arms. She comes to me with more joy and love than I thought that I deserved. And she said that I did everything absolutely right. I did nothing wrong. And that I had taken all of this time, all of these years that I'm holding on to this resentment, holding on to this old relationship that didn't even make sense in my mind anymore. And when I finally actually stood up and let it go, when I finally released it, it wasn't at all what I thought the response was going to be. And I actually got to see how beautiful everything really was. Even the childhood traumas melted away, all within her beautiful, warm eyes, welcomed me in a hug in her mother's home. And it wasn't even stepping back in time, even though it should have felt that way. It should have felt very, you know, she lived in that, in her same home that as child kids we played in, right next to the elementary school that I went to. And yet it was this now moment. Who hugged her and who loved her was the same little girl, but yet I was able to step through my own crazy thoughts, my own internal struggle with myself, and I got to, I didn't even have to apologize. It was so crazy. It was so weird that here I was finally given this opportunity to speak all of the things that I thought I had done wrong and to ask for forgiveness and to get this monkey off my back, only to realize that there was no monkey on my back. It was just something that I had created myself. That it was just a bunch of myths. Do you all know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I think we can both relate.
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny sometimes. It's part of that is, you know, because we're so hard on ourselves. That comes from not loving ourselves. And I think we all grew up, or most of us grew up in this thought that self-love is selfish, which, you know, is the furthest from the truth. And we all make these assumptions of, oh my God, we hang on to these things that we did wrong when we were five. And whereas when you go back, exactly like you just say, you know, the person that actually you think you wronged doesn't see it at all. It's the assumption within ourselves. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, I can so relate to this. It has happened lately to me. It's like, oh my God, assumptions are coming up for me. Not make assumptions. Ask a question, you know, like if you want to apologize, first ask a question. How did you feel about that? And, you know, you can share, I think it's beautiful to share, man, I felt bad about this for the longest time. But the thing is, it makes us, again, you know, like we talked last time about, everything turns upside down again. All of a sudden, you recognize that you hang on to something that you never even, it wasn't even a thing. So, you know, I think that happens to all of us, and it's part of also what's coming up, so we can love ourselves more and, you know, be free from all these judgments and assumptions and, you know, just do the best we can.
It was such that great lesson. And yes, there was nothing there but what I had created in my mind. I'm kind of stunned that I did this. Kay, what do you think?
Wow. I tell you, lately I've been on the other side of that.
Ooh.
There are people in my life, like all of us, friends that you feel betrayed by in one way or another over time. Or I guess I'm a Libra, and apparently for Libras, it's like you cross a certain line and we are just done with you forever. pretty much.
Note to self.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Of course, I don't believe it, except, you know, I have this list of a few people who I'm just done with. And I've got to admit that there are some who have been re-embraced, as it were. But there are some people in my life that just crossed a certain line, and I said, that's it. And they are people that I like to think I have forgiven at some point, but still keep a boundary about. But the telltale thing that, no, that's not quite it, is when other mutual friends mention them, my teeth start to grind. My panties get in a twist. I like, why are you choosing them instead of me? Because I'm so much better. You know, after what they did to me, how could you? Or I can't believe you chose to believe them instead of me. But of course, it's not about either or. They have every right to be friends with both. And these are people that I enjoyed for many years. And I'm happy to say, that now I feel like so much of that has washed away. All the turbulence and change of these last months, at the beginning of it, you know, one of those people got mentioned, and it had me grinding my teeth. And now somebody gets mentioned, I wish them well. I wish them well. And I don't mean that in some like big, oh, love and peace for everybody, you know, oh me, oh me, oh me. No, it's just more neutral. I hope they do well, and they're not a part of my life, but they don't irritate me anymore. And it's not bringing up that past experience of betrayal or someone really crossing that line. It's washed away. I feel so much growth in these past turbulent times. There are so many barriers, things that kept me from going forward in a positive way, things that kept me from releasing things that really I should have released a long time ago, but just wasn't ready to. So much of that has just naturally eroded while I was busy freaking out about other things with all the change and the energies and the weirdness that has really symbolized this whole summer. That kept me distracted so that I could take huge leaps forward and move past barriers, like you said, Rachel, that didn't really exist, things that didn't really exist that I had created in my own mind, that I was able to uncreate. And what's really amazing is how the universe helped by bringing multiple opportunities along that helped me grow so much and experience so much. And instead of looking at something and saying, oh, I can't, or I don't know how, working it out. I've got this parameter and that parameter. Let's find a solution that fits within those. Okay, here it is. Let's go forward.
I like that.
Yeah, it's been so refreshing and such a lifting of a burden.
Because I
the
do
burden of fear.
Yeah, I do believe that there are people that we do have to release out of our life, because sometimes there's too much of a negative or an unequal energy share of energy. And I don't think that that's bad either, but I'm going to take your words right now, Kay, and I'm going to apply them to myself. You know, I've released a lot of old out of my life, but I need to also send them love. I like that. I like that it's not just blocking them or cutting them off, but instead it's understanding the whole process And that final process is neutral, just to get to a neutral standpoint. I love that. Geeta, what do you think?
I hear you, okay, what you're saying. The nice thing about these things is I think it's a process. It starts by you wanting to get that light, to that lighterness, because you want to, you know, it's a burden to, you know, have opinions about other people that, you know, that pulls us all down, because, you know, it does pull us down. And in that burden, as you relieve it, it is, there's so much surrender to actually a deeper truth, because where everything is a lesson, everything anybody does is a lesson. So as we can extract the lesson, you know, that doesn't mean, yes, it does not mean that we have to ever talk to this person again or have any contact with that person again, but it's just like, that lesson is so valuable that I thank you for that. You stay a teacher. I hope somebody else finds better teachings from you. But the thing is that everything is a lesson. And within that, I think we can unburden ourselves much, much, much easier. And it's a beautiful, I agree with you. I kind of feel a lot of the same about old crutches, and it has, I think, also again to do with self-love, that we're loving ourselves maybe from a little deeper standpoint, a little bit more neutral towards ourselves instead of being so hard on ourselves. Maybe we can have that kindness, that gentleness towards ourselves, and as you do this within yourself, it naturally becomes more gentle, more kind on the outside as well.
Well, and I think of the Buddha with the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, and yet he still has a slight smile on his face. So you get to that point of neutrality, and then you let that smile form. You let that love start to shine and embrace, without having to have an extreme of I can't stand you, or I think, and or I shower you with nothing but love and adoration. Getting more to that middle, and then working your way to the upper end of that middle that just has that bit of a smile and that peace and that vibration of non-judgment and acceptance and wisdom and peace. And it's so nice to be closer to that.
Hmm. Closer within your own heart, within your own self.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, along these lines and everything that we're saying is that when we look at ourselves, it is okay to break contracts with yourself that you made when you were 12, 18, 25. These contracts are no longer valid. We don't have to stick to a timeline that somewhere in our childhood or our 20s that we had set up for ourselves to define what is spiritual, to define what is successful, to define what even our family expects out of us, because it's not true, any of it. It is time to clear out and become judgment-free on ourselves so that we find that neutral. It is within that neutral zone is that divine love for ourselves, is that peace.
It is about also when you get there, you know, so that is when every trigger comes up. That is to heal that, to exactly heal that and come to that equanimity, you know, that neutral where you can see the good, where you can see the lesson for yourself, so you can grow in everything. And you start to honor whatever people teach you, whatever anything teaches you, And within that honoring, you also honor yourself and all the lesson and your wisdom. And you just raise yourself into these higher vibrations, into the more openness to your own love from the inside.
Beautifully said. And also, awesome. if you stay stuck in a lesson, you're hampering your growth from the next lesson and the next lesson and the next lesson by overemphasizing and dwelling on that one, because this has been something that cycled through a number of times over the years. And this time it feels so much more peaceful and much more resolved.
I like that.
I think, Rachel, we all needed to go back to elementary school for some of these lessons.
Well, it's kind of neat too, because I remember in sixth grade learning the word rambunctious, because that's what my teachers wrote on my report card, and that's what they called me. Rachel is so full of life and energy, she's very rambunctious. And now I realize that I've hit that more neutral, so I'm not living on some high energy of excitement. And I mean, don't get me wrong, people, I still have a lot of fun, but I don't get overzealous or so crazy that like I used to. And a lot of that is not drinking anymore. A lot of that is not living the lifestyle of hospitality that I did in New Orleans, where I had to take care of everybody and make sure they were happy. But there is such an ease and grace of living each day like that Buddha smile, of accepting the highs and lows and living in the middle of the wheel of life, in that middle of the circle of the waves of the up and down, and floating in the balance.
You kind of almost step back and become the observer.
Beautiful. Tell us more about that, Gita.
Well, you know, the thing is, as you start honoring everything for whatever lesson, for whatever it gives you, you become an observer. And there is no such thing as good and bad. It's all about learning. It's all about growing. It's all about our own evolution. And take in that which happens. It just is. It is information. How you process that information internally. You don't have to take it when somebody comes at you, with really negative emotions. You can just look at that and observe it. And because once you find that self-love within yourself, you know that when people scream at you and saying something really negative about yourself, and you just can be neutral about it, you know that they're talking about themselves anyways. They're not even talking about you. Because, you know, everybody only goes from their own perspective. So in that neutrality, as you become the observer, you can really see, okay, this is touching me, so there's something in it that I have to look at within myself. It doesn't touch me. I just look at them, it's like, interesting what you're telling me about yourself. There is this total peace within and balance on which you can stand and just look out in the world, because everything is a learning experience to lift you up, to extract. How can I express, is this what just happens to me? More love for myself and for the world.
Love was the answer once again.
Always is.
Kay, any closing remarks?
light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer.
And thank you once again for listening to The New Age of Love. As always, let divine love rule you. If you would like to find out more about us, please follow us on Facebook, The New Age of Love, or Instagram. You can also find podcasts, blogs, and other wonderful information at thenewageoflove.com. Thank you so much and have a beautiful now moment.